When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Look, I made you some unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Content that's unsportsmanlike.
Hey, here we go with some content.
Hi. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Pro Bowl is this weekend. People forget. Will you guys watch any of it?
There's a very good chance I won't even remember that it's on. I will certainly not go out
of
my way.
Is it Sunday?
Well, I don't know because it's the primer. It's the Pro Bowl games. It's not an actual game. It's just a bunch of like
what is
exercises
this?
And
flag football,
and,
John.
And goofy crap.
But see, it's other stuff. Is it flag football, Nick? Are we sure? Yes, flag football's at the end. We will also be airing the Pro Bowl right here.
Wait,
on 1620
what?
The Zone.
Wait, they're doing radio for
they
it?
They sure are, John.
Yikes. How the hell do you do radio for it?
Westwood One will be broadcasting.
What the?
So the event will consist of
I guess it's in the contract. They probably have to, but God, that sounds awful.
2 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here.
Skill competition events, 3 7-on-7 flag football games. First block of events held tomorrow. And then they'll do some other stuff. The first portion will take place behind closed doors.
What?
So last year, I actually did see some of the Pro Bowl. In my defense, it was because I was at a brewery and it was on.
Mm.
I wasn't actually watching it. This year, nah, no. I'll be doing... Dude, it's going to be 50 degrees on Sunday. I'm going to be outside walking banks. No, thank you.
Ooh, walkies.
Oh, yeah. It's walking time. Banks has been itching for walks. I'm excited. Mm.
Guys, some big news happened in Formula One today. Can we please bring back an abbreviated edition of Formula Friday to talk about it?
I gave you a topic on this a few weeks ago, and you crapped all over Cadillac.
Yep.
And now you're excited for Ford?
Yep.
Why are you excited for Ford, but not for Cadillac?
Oh, no, because of the problematic parts of Henry Ford?
Formula Friday!
I am from Formula...
Ford has a history in Formula One dating back decades, and the Ferrari-Ford rivalry, as I know you know...
I look forward to them bringing back the same old engines. That'll work well.
It will not be, because the engine regulations are changing to be more of the EcoBoost side, which, as we all know, Ford has been developing constantly over the last decade or so.
And this is sad. I mean, it gave you Cadillac and Michael Andretti, and you're like, ah, crap. But then Ford comes, and you're all excited.
Ford makes sense. It's an established motorsport property in this country.
So is Cadillac.
And Cadillac does the...
Cadillac didn't have the racism.
Cadillac, but they do have the racism.
They have the race in them.
Wow.
That's better.
Wow.
Cadillac is known more for the endurance and ISMA stuff, which is great.
Endurance?
I don't have any quarters.
But Ford is more established when it comes to Formula One. They left the motorsport.
As long as they race the F-150.
Can I ask a serious question?
I want them to race the F-150.
They left. They're not. It's an engine. It's
so
an engine.
Two questions. So Ford is going to race now?
We know they're coming back. Their engines are coming back. So in some way, shape, or form,
they're
going to be back,
Josh,
in Formula One.
Is this... Serious question. Is this to get more Americans to watch?
I think it might have something to do with it. The reason Ford left in 2004 is because they couldn't afford the upkeep anymore. But now that America... I know.
Well, I think it's actually the other way.
Screwdriver.
I think they're... I mean, car companies do this to sell more product. And so they're trying... I think Ford's probably
trying to
expand to an international audience.
It's a... Well, Ford's already got international stuff. They do stuff with endurance racing, and they do
Le
Mans
know,
and everything all right
Le Mans.
Now.
Yeah.
Said they left Formula One in 04, couldn't afford it, and now I think with the added popularity in the States again, I think that's why Cadillac is in on it too, but I think Ford is more of a sellable property than Cadillac, and I think that's going to
be... Can they race a Taurus?
No.
Oh, that'd be fun, a Mustang.
How about a Pinto?
No.
But a Ford
maybe
Explorer.
Go to
yeah, probably
John.
Not a good idea to race a Pinto because, as we've seen in one of the movies we saw, people That's just true. Randomly rear-end cars when
John, if you
races.
Want to see a Pinto
Bronco.
Or a Taurus race, watch Lemons races.
Oh, I've heard of this.
They it's come around here sometimes.
It sounds hilarious.
The guy who started the Forza League that I race in sometimes, he races a Cougar. The name of their team is Nothing Runs Like a Cougar.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Races Casey Mike's mom.
Nice. But yeah, Ford.
Barry Abbott and spit water all over the studio.
Thank you for letting me do Formula 5.
There you go. It's back,
folks. Duke women's coach Kara Lawson is upset that the first half of her team's game at Florida State was played with a men's ball, which is larger than the women's basketball. A game Duke lost. To quote the coach, "I can't say if we'd have played with a women's ball in the first half and the second half that we would have won, but they can't say that either." Does she have a right to be upset?
I think the area that I would be upset is even less about winning and losing and more just like, how do you make such a simple mistake?
Yeah, how do you exchange? I guess I can somehow a men's ball got mixed in with the rack, but usually with the game ball, I thought the game ball, the referees check out the game
ball.
Yeah,
like you would notice that.
And, you would think.
And how early in the game wouldn't one of the players noticed it too? Or did they... And they just didn't let the refs know. Weird. I'd be upset, but like, does it make a difference between a winning and a losing? I don't know.
I mean, it's not like Florida State got to play with the smaller ball
see,
while
that's,
Duke
that's
got to
the
play
thing.
With the large. They both had to play with the same ball. You know, beach ball.
Yeah.
I guess for them, it'd be like a beach ball.
John mm-hmm. loves beach balls.
Mm.
Huge fan of the beach balls.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Bill Simmons wrote a column again. Just like the old days, guys. Josh... We know you read it front to back.
I did.
John, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part was the part that I didn't read, which was all of it.
Did you click it?
No.
It was his NBA trade value column. You want to know who he ranked as the number one player that you wouldn't trade?
Michael Jordan?
No, it's for this season.
Michael Jordan. Magic Johnson.
No, Lakers aren't going to trade him, right?
He was like number 40. Giannis was number one.
For trade.
They
the
wouldn't.
Aren't gonna
that's the ranking. Least likely to trade. The most.
What a dumb idea for a column.
It's a great. He's been
hey,
doing.
Let's do a column of the least likely players to get traded.
Yeah, it's ranking the players where.
Yeah, let's do that for the NFL. Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I don't think the Chiefs are going to trade
I read this
him.
Column. It's a great.
That
it's
so stupid.
It's a great bit.
Bit. Did he mean
that
for it to
so
be a bit?
Stupid.
It's a great bit.
No, it is not a. It's a dumb bit. Be like, let's see, things I wouldn't do to myself. Stab myself in the head.
It'd be hard to stab yourself in the head. There's a skull there.
Really? This is what you get excited about? No wonder this guy sucks.
Well, he doesn't. Well, he does now. He didn't though back in the day.
Well, he does. And now he's writing columns about, this guy's never going to get traded. Stupid.
I loved it. It was great to see him write again.
Speaking of bad takes regarding Boston sports, the NFL Network's Sean O'Hara had this to say earlier this week about Tom Brady's retirement.
This is a huge moment, not just for Tom Brady, not just for the NFL, but like for all of us. You know, look, people remember where they were when JFK was assassinated. You remember where you were with 9/11.
Can I tell you something? Can I interrupt you real quick? His first start was a week after 9/11. That's how long ago he's been playing.
I came out the same year as him, 2000, and he's still playing. 23 years. That's a long time. But I'm going to remember this. Like, I'm going to remember who I'm with. Kyle's going to remember he was in Vegas. You're going to remember where you were when Tom Brady announced his official retirement. And it sounds like this one's for real.
The best part. Is that
how
Peter
turned?
Schrager and
what?
The rest of the group didn't say, no, wait a minute. You're comparing this to 9/11 and the JFK assassination?
You know, the biggest tragedies in American history.
Oh, by the way, it's not like JFK was assassinated in 62 and then came back and was assassinated again in 63.
Man,
what Brady did. He retired last year. And then guess what? He retired again. So it's kind of hard to have two monumental. I'm going to remember where I was.
Well, don't you
remember where you were last year when he did it the first time and then backed out on it?
Hey, you know what's crazy about JFK's assassination is the Cowboys.
He was also offered a TV deal.
They didn't win the Super Bowl for a few years. And then Tom Brady never lost a. That's incredible. Schrager just picking it up and running with it.
Oh, did you know Tom Brady started before 9/11? It's like,
Okay, you know what? How about this? I've already, I guess I haven't forgotten where I was when I learned the news because I'd just woken up. But I don't think that I will remember that. I don't remember where I was last year when I heard the news. Do you remember where you were last year when you heard the news?
No.
Yeah, dumb.
I had all three.
Schrager, hilarious.
Unbelievable.
That's unhinged.
He's like, JFK, 9/11.
Whoa, what is it, Josh Day? Because there's more bad takes. ESPN's Dan Orlovsky, top five NFL quarterbacks of all time are 1, Tom Brady, 2, Patrick Mahomes, 3, John Elway, 4, Peyton Manning, 5, Dan Marino, fins up. He's being roasted. How bad do you want to cook him?
That's bad. Where's Montana, first of all?
Yes.
I mean, like, I'll be honest.
Next to Utah.
If you want to have 1, 2, I know Damon hates Elway, 3 and 4. I mean, that's a, like, Montana, come on. Mahomes is, I think, maybe the most talented quarterback of all time. He's going to need more on his resume. It wouldn't shock me if he finishes, in all of our opinions, as number 2. But where's Montana? You can't have Marino in there above Montana, or Peyton above Montana, Elway above Montana. Even Mahomes above Montana. Montana's 2.
Considering that Montana beat Marino in his only Super Bowl and beat Elway in
his Super
Bowl.
The 1-2 right now is super easy. It's Brady and Montana. And then we can have a lot of debate.
Well, here's the problem. And Chiefs fans, go ahead and get butthurt all you want. Patrick Mahomes has no business on this list. He's only played for a half dozen years.
You don't think he's like one of the best quarterbacks you've ever watched?
Sure. Now, he ain't finished his career yet.
You think he's better than Marino?
The problem with lists like this, when you say of all time, I don't think unless you got an active player, like if this had been done last year and you put Tom Brady in there, of course, because Brady's played for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Mahomes has only played for a half a dozen years. There's plenty of time to put Patrick Mahomes on a list like this. So no, he does not belong on the list. Certainly Marino, even I'm a big Elway guy. Montana not being on this list.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah, and where's Troy Aikman?
Or Eli.
No, Nick,
that's true.
No.
That's true. Eli beat Tom Brady in Super Bowls.
That's
twice.
True.
Kind of surprised he didn't throw like Aaron Rodgers a bone.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That is a bad list.
Travis Kelce's telling Chiefs fans not to do anything to the Rocky statue in Philly as Frisco fan did last week when somebody put a Niners shirt over it. Why is Travis Kelce disrespecting the Chiefs, guys?
Jeez, I don't know. Can you believe this?
I can't believe he would tell his own fans, hey, don't be a fan.
He just called it Jalen Head.
I can't wait for Chiefs fans to get mad at Travis Kelce for suggesting this.
Yeah,
that was a pretty good troll job, by the way, by a Frisco fan.
I'm waiting to hear from Triggered Mike. I'm waiting to hear from him.
Well, when Travis Kelce gets pelted with a bunch of garbage when he walks onto that field in Phoenix, because the Chiefs fans are angry at him, this is why.
This is why.
He told his own fans, hey, don't be fans.
Unreal. Unreal.
This week brings unusually warm weather to Omaha, Lincoln, and beyond.
Apparently.
As Jack Mitchell wrote this morning, even if there's snow in late February or March, it ain't lasting. My Jack Mitchell impression. Is the snow not done but melting, Josh?
Folks, I think it's melting.
Well, yeah, it is, because there's less of it today than there was a week ago.
And have you seen this? Have you heard about this? 48 degrees, 47 degrees, 51 degrees, 45 degrees, 49 degrees, 45. I mean, that's some melting weather if I've ever seen it. Mm. It's definitely going to snow, but ain't going to stick like it has been. We just got to get the layer. You know what we got to get rid of? The layer of ice. I don't know what it's like in your hood.
There's still ice in my apartment. On the grass, it's just ice.
Because there are certain spots where I live where just the building is too tall, and so the shade, it just never gets hit. So we just needed to get a little warmer so it can melt some of that. I'm with Jack, though. I think we're almost there, man. We're getting close. It feels like winter just started, and now it's almost over.
Stop. It's not almost over.
It feels like it's almost over.
And probably change.
Nah. We'll have some snowstorms, but nothing crazy. The crazy snowstorms are done, folks!
Oh, well.
Damn it.
I'm happy to announce
Looking
it.
Looking forward to the 12 inches we get
put it
next
on the
week.
List.
And then it'll melt the next day because it'll be 50.
No,
put
you
it
can't.
On the list. Remember
snow
in COVID?
Doesn't melt that fast.
Uh-huh. In Eggs. COVID, we had a crazy snowstorm, and then the next day it was
like
50.
That was COVID snow, Josh.
That was COVID snow.
He just did it. He just did. I knew you were going to do
this. What?
I said
the crazy snowstorms.
Eggs.
Yep. Eggs are coming up.
Okay.
Josh just did it. I'm looking forward to the blizzard next week. All right, bet of the day, and wrap up the week next on 1620 The Zone.
And you know why I'm laughing, don't you?
Now, it's time for the unsportsmanlike conduct bet of the day.
Just a little bit under where some folks would like to see this one wind up.
Brought to you by nobody.
You've got to be kidding.
Really, we don't have a sponsor. Sorry.
What's wrong?
Steve on Twitter. Just
what did
couldn't
he say?
Help yourself, could you, Josh? You, sir, suck. Thank you.
What did I do?
By saying that the crazy snow is done.
The crazy snow.
Crazy snow.
The crazy snow.
Yeah,
thank
you know
much.
What a crazy snow would be? A snow on Memorial Day. Thanks.
I mean, that would be crazy.
Thanks.
It did snow in May once.
I'm going to be sitting there watching the Indy 500 while it's snowing outside.
That wouldn't be good.
No, it wouldn't.
And I don't think they can race.
I wouldn't be in Indianapolis. I would be here.
Oh. By the way, I did just tweet it out. If you want to go check it out, the crazy snowstorms are done. I'm happy to announce this to the world.
Oh, you tweeted it out, too.
Yeah.
You self-promoting.
I hope you put it on the list.
Well, I didn't put it on the list. Yesterday in Bet of the Day, John was a winner.
I knew LeBron would come through.
I was a loser because the Warriors' defense was not good enough. Nick, I honestly forgot to check your score. Do you know if you won or lost?
Who'd I pick again?
You had, I forgot to look during the break. You had the Cavs, the Nuggets, and the Bulls. So while Nick looks that up, we will look ahead to this weekend. I'm going to go with one that we discussed earlier on in the show. Give me Villanova plus the 9.5 tomorrow versus the Creighton Blue Jays.
Cavs, Bulls, and who? Sorry.
Nuggets.
Nuggets.
Oh, Nuggets lost.
Oh, what?
Yeah, sorry, Nick. I guess
I'm
going to
go with a Big East parlay. Give me Xavier minus 8.5 against St. John's and Marquette minus 15.5 against the Butler did it. Plus 236.
Nick?
Timberwolves, 76ers, minus 121.
It's bet of the day.
Iowa.
Minus 121?
Yep. Not Nebraska. Iowa.
Speaking of Big East basketball, we have all your coverage tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock with Robbie Lula, 6:30 tip. Creighton and Villanova. Make sure if you're going to the game to know which color you're supposed to wear, white or blue, because it's a stripe-out game.
Yeah, I want cool pictures. Think of the olds.
I want cool pictures.
Is it in the mail?
They all have white or blue.
Remember ticket stubs?
Remember? Oh, somebody contacted us earlier and said that they still get actual tickets.
No.
Because they pay extra.
Oh.
They pay extra for actual tickets.
Yeah.
It costs more money to print, John.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then it costs more money to buy the tickets.
John Bishop and that listener here for killing trees.
No, I'm not here for killing trees. I just figured you'd want it on your phone. It's easier that way. You don't have to pay extra for it.
Cody says, every time it snows and sticks for the rest of the year, Josh has to put $20 in the jar. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not sticking. I didn't say that.
Wow.
Just say it's going to melt.
We could get burgers and extra chicken.
I did hear from somebody, I don't remember if it was an email or tweet, that said, I have a picture of when it snowed and then melted the next day. It's real. It happened.
Well, yeah, when it's a little bit of snow,
that
of course.
Was COVID snow.
It was
snow.
Like 8 inches of COVID snow.
And it did not melt all in one day.
It basically did.
No, it didn't.
Bye! Sick.